This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And the first question I have for you is, as we've often been doing, first question, what is the meaning of the term Qiyam al-Layl? And can you give us the differentiation between that term and Taraweeh, which is often misconstrued.
Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam. Ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. As far as the word Qiyamul Layl is concerned, it is broken up into two words, Qiyam. Qiyam means to stand, and al-layl means the night. So literally it means standing in the night. But in the Sharia, in the Islamic context, it means it is a voluntary prayer which is prayed after Isha and before the break of dawn. And as we are aware that Isha starts after the redness of the sky disappears after sunset, and you can pray this Qiyamul Layl just before the break of dawn, before the time of Fajr. So Qiyam, the word Qiyamul Layl was given because a person in this voluntary prayer, he recites long verses of the Quran. So the standing is long. Therefore, it is called as standing in the night, the prayer where you have to stand for a long time. And there are various different words which are used for the same Qiyamul Layl. For example, it's also called as Salatul Layl, meaning the prayer at night. It's also called as Tahajjud. It's also called as Witr, also as Taraweeh. Salatul Layl, as I mentioned, means prayer at night, similar to standing in the night, but natural for praying. The other word used is Tahajjud, coming from the word Hajada, which means to wake up. So when a person sleeps and he wakes up to pray, it's called as Tahajjud also. The other word used is Witr. Witr meaning odd. And the Prophet always says that we have to, after Isha Salah, you should offer Witr in odd rakats. And the other name used is Taraweeh. Taraweeh comes from the Arabic word Raha, which means to rest, which means to relax. Because after a few generations, after the Prophet, people, when they used to read the Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan especially, this word Taraweeh is mainly used for Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan. So when they used to pray the Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan, after 4 rakat they used to rest. So this word Taraweeh, from that time onwards, it got stuck to this Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan. It's called as Taraweeh. Normally after 4 rakat they used to rest. And this has continued because they used to pray for long hours. And even now, though they pray for a short time, a few verses, yet in the Qiyamul Layl during Ramadan, they stop. So the word is yet used as Taraweeh. But at the time of the Prophet, this word Taraweeh was never used. Even while praying during Ramadan, this word was never used. Even the Sahaba never used this word. It came down later on. So the more appropriate word is Qiyamul Layl. Taraweeh is not the right appropriate word, but it came later on. But if a person, when he reads for a long time, Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan, if he wants to rest, he can rest. But it's not forbidden to rest. The person is tired and he wants to rest, he can rest, but it's not compulsory, he has to rest. So the more appropriate word is Qiyamul Layl, and it's not Taraweeh.